Romans 14:1, please. Romans 14:1. God spoke something into my spirit a few days ago and started dealing with me about something. I'm going to share it with you. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you. I like that. You study to be quiet and do your own business. That means stay to yourself and mind your own business. So the title of this message is Mind Your Own Business. Mind your own business. Amen. Do you understand, because we're all family here tonight, and if you keep coming to the bridge, you're going to end up going and having dinner with somebody here. You're going to start fellowshipping with them. And as you get to know people, you get to see sides of them that you ordinarily wouldn't see. You get to see things about them. You'll see weaknesses. Look at your neighbor and say, weaknesses. Everybody here has got them. I know some of you, I mean, you might feel like that you all that in a bag of Doritos, but you ain't. Amen? There are people who really like to point out other people's problems, but they cannot see their own, man. And the Lord talked about that, about you having a little bit of speck. You want to get that speck out of your brother's eye, but you got a 2x4 stuck in yours. And that's the way people tend to be. It's called self-righteous. Amen? But it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:11, study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands. The Bible says if you see a man overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore him in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you're also tempted. And I've heard people preach that as a way that while you're helping them, you might be tempted to do. That's not what it means. Considering yourself that one day you're going to need somebody to lift you up. And one day you're going to make a mistake. And one day you're going to need prayer. And one day you're not going to be all that. Amen? Everybody has a bad day. Everybody, every Christian that I've ever met, you're still in the flesh. And you may say, Brother Eddie, I have no sin. The Bible says in different places that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even after you receive Christ, there's going to be little things in your attitude. See, I got to do it. You can sit at home and snarl your nose and put down your brother and sister and get on the phone and murder them with your tongue. Do you understand that it's murder? Do you understand that you can kill people with your tongue? You can cause problems. So the Lord is telling us, when you see things that you don't like, you need to pray for them. It's so easy for you to go talk about people. Cancer. Gossip is cancer of the church. Gossip is a horrible thing. I have sat in places and listened to people, and it grieves me. I was getting my hair cut one time at a beauty shop. A friend of mine, she's a great lady, and Murray and I love her dearly, and she was cutting my hair, and she started trashing a friend of mine. And At first, it wasn't too bad. Then she started really getting on him. He's a minister, and he's a great man of God, but he's peculiar. And she didn't understand him, and she's not a Christian. And there were people sitting around. And I tried to redirect her while she's sitting there trashing my friend. I said, I've known him for many years. He's really, I don't care, man. I'll tell you right now, he ain't nothing but. I said, I'll tell you right now, he's a friend of mine, and I've known him for years. And I got upset, because I'll do you the same way. I will defend you. If somebody comes to me and starts trashing Ronnie B, you better take it somewhere else. I don't want to hear it. You come trashing Joe or CT or any of y'all. If I hear people talking about any of you, I say, man, you think you all that? I mean, I'll tell people. Why don't you pray for them? Because when you become a judge of people, that judgment comes back upon you. Somewhere it's going to come back and bite you. So when you're on the phone trashing somebody, you just look for it. Give it a week. Give it a month. It's coming. And you're going to have to reap what you've sown.